السلام عليكم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وأتباعه الهماة للدين القويم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين صدق الله العلي العظيم وَصَدَقَ رَسُولَهُ نَبِيُّ الْكَرِيمِ الحمد لله, all praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has made us from amongst the mu'mineen. He has made us from amongst those who believe in the unseen. الحمد لله, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst the Muslims, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive whenever they commit sins. And it is today I would like to speak about this seeking of forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who turn to Him in repentance, and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who purify themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who turn to Him in repentance whenever we commit sins, mistakes, forgetfulness. My dear respected listeners, today we commit sins without even realizing that we have committed those sins. Today we commit sins and we do not even think that they are sins. There are Muslims today who commit sins and deny that those things which they are doing are even sinful. My dear respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from amongst this group of people. However, from those from amongst us who, when we realize we commit a sin, we should turn to Allah tawbatan nasuha, in sincere repentance, turn to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says concerning this, ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, tubu ila Allah, turn towards Allah in repentance, wastaghfiruhu, and seek His forgiveness. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. For verily I, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for verily I turn to Allah 100 times a day. My dear respected listeners, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about turning to Allah in repentance. And in the same breath, he says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ, and ask His forgiveness. These are two separate things. Today I would like to talk about these two things separately. First, he says turn towards Allah in repentance, and this is known as tawbah, repentance, turning away from sins and turning towards Allah, asking His forgiveness. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, at-tawbatu min adh-dhanbi an yatuba minhu thumma la ya'udu fihi. To make repentance for a sin is to turn away from it and not return to it. And the scholars have written about these two conditions quite extensively. Turning away from sins which we are committing and not returning to them. And then also in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about this whole aspect of what is tawbah, he says, اتبعي السيئة الحسنة تمحوها. Follow a bad deed with a good deed so that it will remove it, so that it will wipe it out. And the scholars have combined these two things and explained that this is the process of tawbah, of turning away from sins. My dear respected listeners, many times people think to themselves that we are making tawbah for our sins, but are we following the guidelines which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has laid down for us? Do we turn away from a sin with the intention of not returning to it? Or do we tell ourselves that Allah is the most merciful, the most forgiving, so that whenever we commit a sin, we will just continue to ask of Allah His forgiveness? My dear respected listeners, if we are not following the procedure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have laid down for us, do we expect to receive Allah's forgiveness? Do we expect to receive Allah's mercy when we are disobedient to Him? Tawbah and istighfar are amongst the most meritorious acts which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given to the believers. Tawbah means turning away from a sin. And istighfar is our expression of remorse for that sin. When we say astaghfirullah, oh Allah, I ask your forgiveness. When we say astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay, oh Allah, I ask your forgiveness for every sin that I have committed and I turn to you in repentance, oh Allah. The leader of all the prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a fact which is symbolized by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leading all of the other prophets in salah during the Mi'raj. What does he do? What did he do during his lifetime? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een have narrated many a hadith about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tawbah, about his istighfar. In fact, there is one hadith in which they mention that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after 5 times daily salah, as soon as he would make his salam, he would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I ask of your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I ask of your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I ask of your forgiveness. My dear respected listeners, what was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking repentance for? My dear respected listeners, istighfar is also a means of enhancing our consciousness of Allah, of making us realize how insignificant we are when it comes to the recognition of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected listeners, istighfar is supposed to help us to realize that although we may be performing our 5 times daily salah, and we may fast all of our fast in the month of Ramadan, and we may pay what zakah is due upon us, and we may make hajj once in our lifetime, and we are quite obedient to Allah, We may have some evil glances that we are working on. We may have some minor sins that we are trying to fix. And we are constantly asking of Allah His help in repairing these things and fixing them and getting them out of our lives. But my dear respected listeners, istighfar is supposed to help us to realize that even though we are quite obedient to Allah, we are still insignificant in His obedience. Our obedience brings nothing to Him. So what are we to do? We are supposed to get closer to Him. We are supposed to work towards getting closer to Him, closer to His forgiveness, closer to His maghfirat, closer to His ma'rifat and His recognition. My dear respected listeners, we need istighfar to constantly purify and cleanse our hearts, because we have not been born sinless. In fact, we have been born prone to committing sins. If we don't lie, we may commit backbiting. If we do not commit backbiting, then we may look in lustfully at the opposite sex. My dear respected listeners, and in today's world, in today's society, we may be not looking lustfully at the opposite sex in real, we might be looking at them in pictures. My dear respected listeners, we are prone to fall prey to many temptations that are part of our tests in this life. And when we do fall and commit a sin, it produces a dark spot on our heart. And in one hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he talks about the physical effects of committing a sin. When that dark spot comes upon our heart, it creates darkness. And it creates the opportunity for that person to consider that sin less of a sin. My dear respected listeners, when dark spots covers a person's entire heart, then he no longer regards sin as sins, as we are seeing in today's society. My dear respected listeners, the darkness of sin have come so rampant in our society that today it is considered a good thing to try to ban the hijab from being worn in many countries. When a person decides in his life that he wants to study deen at maybe a place that is known as a Darul Uloom or a madrasa, then he is known as a terrorist. My dear respected listeners, when a person sees nakedness upon the street and he says to someone who is next to him, why that woman can't wear some clothes? The other person who is next to him says, but that is the norm. In fact, my dear respected listeners, trying to be a good Muslim will cause a person to be labeled as a fundamentalist. My dear respected listeners, all of these things have been led to by the rampance of committing sin, my dear respected listeners. It has become such that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined a sin and he said ma haka fi sadrika, it is that which causes uneasiness in the heart. My dear respected listeners, he would not have been talking about that heart that is completely black from committing of sin. Because that heart, my dear respected listeners, no longer commits sins. That heart no longer considers itself to have been committing sins. My dear respected listeners, when that heart commits what we think is a sin, that heart says to itself, I have not done anything wrong. This is a minor thing. This is just a white lie. This is not a real lie. It's just a white lie. That heart says to itself, when it accepts riba and spends it and eats it, that heart says to itself, this is not riba, this is profit. When that heart involves itself in life insurance or any kind of insurance, my dear respected listeners, that heart says to itself, well, I have no choice, I have to be involved in it. My dear respected listeners, this type of darkness in our heart is from the lack of repentance, my dear respected listeners. When the Holy Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to seek repentance and forgiveness at least 100 times a day, where does that leave us, my dear respected listeners? It is a wonder that in today's world, in our own mother tongue, the word sin no longer means something evil. In fact, when people sometimes use the word sin today, they refer to it as something good. They say, this chocolate cake is quite sinful, isn't it? My dear respected listeners, there is still hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most forgiving. No matter how far a person goes, except that he disobeys Allah by saying that Allah does not exist anymore. Na'udhu billah. That is the line that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws. However, when it comes to repentance, when it comes to making that U-turn, my dear respected listeners, that turn around, that tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. He says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He says, O my servants who have transgressed their souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. For verily Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And in a hadith, he says, أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. He says, that person who is repentant and turns away from the sin is like that person who has no sin. My dear respected listeners, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us many words of repentance. And it is good that we learn some of these words and be able to memorize them in Arabic so that we can ask of Allah's forgiveness and keep our lips moistened with the remembrance of Allah and the istighfar and asking of Allah for forgiveness. We can say astaghfirullah, how easy is this to say, and continue to say while we are doing our daily chores and work. We can say astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay. How easy is this to memorize? It is a very short thing. And we can keep our lips moistened with this and our heart softened with it and our heart cleansed with it throughout the day while we are counting our dollars and our cents, my dear respected listeners. In one hadith, it is mentioned about an istighfar which is known as Sayyidul Istighfar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that if a person recites this in the night, then his sins are forgiven for that night and the day. And if a person recites it in the day, then his sins are forgiven for that day and that night. My dear respected listeners, it goes like this. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u ilayka bi ni'matika alayya وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِي فَغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to us, he says, say, O Allah, you are my Lord. There is none worthy of worship except you. You created me and I am your slave. As far as possible, I abide by the undertaking and promise that I have made to you. I seek refuge with you from whatever sins I have done. I turn to you in gratitude with the blessings that you have granted me. I also turn to you in repentance for my sins, O Allah. So forgive my sins, as there is none except you who can forgive sins. My dear respected listeners, We must understand that we are not sinless. We must understand that there are sins that we have committed that we do not even know that we have committed them, yet they are recorded against us. And we must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most forgiving, is just waiting for us to ask of His forgiveness so that He may forgive us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.